Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Thursday, May 27th. It's been about a week since we've begun the transition back to what life was like before COVID. Today, vaccinated people can remove masks in most outdoor and indoor settings. Personally, seeing many of you without a mask for the first time in a long time, I have to say, feels a little strange in a good way, and has done a lot to lift my spirit. I sense the same for most of the people I've had the opportunity to interact with. As a reminder to those of you who have not been vaccinated, our clinics have supplies of vaccines for you and your family members. All you need to do is call and make an appointment, and if you do get a vaccine, please remember to report it to Electric Boat so we know you got it. We're heading into Memorial Day weekend, and I hope you'll be able to take some time to relax and enjoy the unofficial start of summer with your family and friends. We're in a much better position than we were at this time last year. I also hope you'll take a moment to reflect on the debt we owe to our fellow Americans who lost their lives in the defense of the freedoms we all enjoy. Memorial Day honors those who've given the last full measure of devotion to their fellow brothers and sisters and to our nation. Like hundreds of us at EB, I consider myself fortunate to have worn our nation's cloth. I'm proud of my service in our Navy, and I'm just as proud to contribute my time, energy, and talent today as a shipbuilder. In my view, along with anyone who wears an EB badge, we are all serving our nation in a role whose importance cannot be understated. We provide our sailors an advantage in the undersea domain by designing, building, and maintaining the most sophisticated machine ever built. Shipbuilding is an important vocation, and one that only a tiny fraction of our society has the privilege of pursuing. There are 17,500 of us here at EB, and what we build ensures the safety and security of more than 350 million Americans, as well as countless millions of others around the world who our Navy helps to defend. Over the past several weeks, we've hosted some of the Navy's most senior officers, Vice Admiral Darrell Caudill, who just transitioned from the role of Commander Submarine Forces, and Admiral Bill Houston, who succeeds him. The message from these leaders is clear: we face consistent threats from our adversaries. Both view EB-built submarines as critically important, and we owe them our very best. As Memorial Day approaches, please take a moment to remember and appreciate those who are lost, helping to secure a stronger, safer country. And we should never forget, every time we walk through the gates here at EB, there are a precious few of us entrusted with delivering the advantage that helps protect our sailors, our families, and our freedom. Enjoy the long weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks.